各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
好，感谢主，我们安息圣日啊，能够来到主的面前来啊敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord that we can gather together here on Sabbath to worship Him.
啊，愿天上的真神祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
好，我们来看民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
啊，民数记的二十章。
Numbers chapter 20.
啊，民数记二十章。
Numbers chapter 20.
啊，我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
民数记二十章十四节。
Numbers 20 verse 14.
啊，摩西从加底斯差遣使者去见以东王，说：“你的弟兄以色列人这样说，我们所遭遇的一切艰难，就是我们的列祖下到埃及，我们在埃及久住埃及人恶待我们的列祖，和我们哀求耶和华的时候，他听了我们的声音，差遣使者把我们从埃及领出来。这事你都知道。如今我们在你边界上的城加底斯，求你容我们从你的地经过，我们不走田间和葡萄园，也不喝井里的水，直走大道，不偏左右，直到过了你的境界。以东王说：你不可从我的地经过，免得我带刀出去攻击你。以色列说：我们要走大道去，啊，我们和牲畜若喝你的水，必给你价值，不求别的，只求你容我们步行过去。人出来，要用强硬的手攻击以色列人，这样以东王不肯容以色列人从他的境界过去，于是他们就转去离开了他。我们看二十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 21.
民数记二十一章第四节。
Chapter 21 verse 4.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因为这条路难走，心里就很烦躁。这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
这里二十一章的第四节。
Chapter 21 verse 4.
有一句话说：“绕过以东地。”
It says to go around Edom.
这几天很多人很关心台湾的选举。
And many people are concerned about the election in Taiwan.
因为一个民主国家是一个政党轮替的。一个民主国家它是政党能够轮替。
Because a republic country, the politics, they can change around the policy.
那么政党轮替当中往往也会产生很多的冲突。
And these changes may cause a lot of conflicts.
因为它关系着权力还有义务还有这个利益。
Because it involves power and authority.
所以一个国家里头常常因为政治的因素就有很多的冲突。
Because in a country, because of the politics, there are many conflicts.
那么台湾在这一次选举当中也是很顺利的就有一种政党轮替的一个现象。
And in this election in Taiwan, we have these changes in politics as well.
这也是民主的一个现象。
And this is a phenomenon of the republic country.
那么受益的当然是国家跟百姓。
And of course, it benefits the country and the people.
在过去的历史里面。
And in the history of Taiwan.
往往政党冲突当中，有时会有流血的事件。
And during the conflicts between the politicians, they might be shedding of the blood.
甚至有时会发动战争。
And might cause wars as well.
那战争就会失去和平。
And therefore, there will not be peace.
因为战争，所以会让百姓受苦。
And because of the wars, the people will suffer.
所以有时候发生一个困难的当中。
So sometimes when we suffer.
一个冷静理智的处理，当然就是能够避免冲突流血。
And a rational way of solving the problem is to prevent bloodshedding.
反过来，我们今天活在这个社会上。
So in other words, we live in this world today.
我们总需要我们的生活能够安定。
We want to have a peaceful life.
我们的生活的环境是和平的。
And we want to have a peaceful environment.
都是和谐的。
And we live in harmony.
这样带给一个国家。一个社会以至于家庭都是平安的。
So that we can bring peace to the country, society, and the family.
有时候战乱当中也会失去了国家的利益。
And during the war, there will be a loss for the country.
那么百姓也会家破人亡。
And there will be a loss for the people as well.
社会很多应该进步的现象就会往后退了，包括经济。各方面的一些现象。
And there will be a deteriorating in economics of the country.
那这个我们也都可以体会得到。
And we can experience all this.
我们今天有时在人与人之间的相处。
Today, when we between the relationship with within people.
我们有时也要去看见哪一条路走比较适当。
We have to choose the right path.
如果当时的以色列人
if the Israelites at that time
跟以东王冲突起来
and they argue with the king of Edom
可能会有不好的后果
and they might cause bad consequences
有时候我们在灵修上面也会面对这种属灵的征战
and sometimes in our spiritual development we will meet with this kind of spiritual war
我们也是要学习攻克己身
and we have to learn to overcome our physical body
有时候在教会里面
Sometimes in the church,
我们也要看到有时候也要绕过以东地
Sometimes we have to go around the land of Edom,
因为在教会里头
Because in the church,
它是神的家
It's the family of God,
是我们每个弟兄姐妹所关心所爱的
And all the brothers and sisters love and concern about it,
也是神所祝福的
And it's where God is God.Pour his blessings.
当教会里面产生问题的时候
And when there are problems in the church,
我们应当很冷静地去思考要走哪一条路
And we have to ponder which path we should choose.
因为这一条路应该是神要我们走的
Because this path is what God wants us to walk on.
人生的道路难免会产生很多困难
In our lives, we have many difficulties.
但是在这个困难当中
But in these difficulties,
有时候我们也会像当时的以色列人
Sometimes we are like the Israelites
21章第4节说
Verse 21, chapter 21,
他们就走红海那一条路绕过以东地
Verse 4 it says they go around Edom
但是因为这一条路不好走
But because it was a hard road to walk on.
那不好走，有的人他会很耐心的去走。
And so some people are patient.
但是有时候，有人心里也是会很烦躁。
But others grew impatient.
为什么这样？为什么那样
？Why do we have to go through all this?
甚至于有时候心怀不平。
And they may feel angry in their hearts.
但是烦躁没有用。
But anxiety doesn't bring any good.
怨言也不适合。
And grumbling doesn't bring any good either.
所以我们可以看到后来他们发怨言。
So later on they grumbled.
结果有人就死在旷野。
And some died in the wilderness.
所以有时候一件事情的发生。
So sometimes when an incident happens.
我们应该是很冷静的去思考一些问题。
We should ponder over it carefully.
为什么会发生这些事情
why all these things happen
症结在哪里
and what's the key point
那我们应该要怎么样去面对怎么样去改进
So how are we going to face the problem and solve it?
我想万事互相效力，总是叫爱神的人得益处。
So we should love one another so that people might be benefited.
啊，如果当时的以色列人跟以东人僵持在那里的时候。
If at that time there's an argument between Edom and the Israelites.
啊，他们前面的路也不能走。
And the roads ahead will be difficult.
如果对立起来，彼此都受伤害。
And if they fight against each other, they will both be injured.
这个也是看到我们人的软弱。
And from this, we can see the weakness of man.
我们有时候也会像以色列人发怨言。
Sometimes we are like the Israelites, we grumble.
我们有时候也会像以东人，是属血气的。
And sometimes we are like Edom, we belong to the physical body.
因为我们都是人。
Because we are human beings.
其实圣经里面讲。
The Bible tells us,
以东跟以色列人本来就是兄弟。
Edom and Israelites were brothers.
但是因为发生这种事情的时候，
and because of this incident,
以色列人他们也多走了38年的路。
And the Israelites has to go more for 38 years.
在旷野当中这样多了这么久的行程。
And in the wilderness, they walk for 38 years more.
结果当他们到加底斯的时候，
so when they reached Kadesh,
我们也看到他们这样走了三四十年。
They walk for about 30-40 years.
路虽然是远，
and it was a far away land.
但是这也是旷野的功课。
But it's a lesson to be learned in the wilderness.
但是我们总会觉得这个路真的也让他们够辛苦的。
And they really suffer a lot.
人生的道路真的是很难走。
And today we're living our path difficult too.
圣经是讲犹太人的故事。
The Bible teaches the stories of the Jews.
但是也是给我们在灵修生活上面的一种学习。
But it's also for us to learn during our spiritual development.
有时候也是一种人与人之间相处的一种榜样。
And it's an example for us for relationship between people.
有时也做我们的见解。
And sometimes it's also a warning to us.
也做我们的功课。
And a lesson for us.
我们如果去思考以东的历史。
When we ponder over the history of Edom.
以东就是雅各的哥哥。
Edom is a brother, elder brother of James.
他本来就是以扫，又叫做以东。
And he was called Esau, also Edom.
以东就是红的意思。
And it means red.
以东，圣经又称他为以图买。
And it's also called Edomite.
他在迦南地的东南方。
And it's in the southeast part of Canaan.
以东跟以色列原来是骨肉之亲。
And Edom and Israelites were kin brothers.
生命记23章里面也有记载。
In Deuteronomy chapter 23,
神吩咐以色列人
God asked the Israelites
不可来厌弃以东人
that they should not despise the Edom
但是在圣经里面
but in the Bible
却看到他们之间却成为对敌
we can see that they become enemies
那以至于到公元前586年的时候
And so 586 BC,
尼布甲尼撒王攻打耶路撒冷城。
King Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem.
以东人却觉得很高兴。
And the Edom were happy about this.
他们幸灾乐祸。
And they laugh about it.
所以圣经里面有描述。
So the Bible describes.
说耶路撒冷被拔起。
So Jerusalem, was destroyed.
看诗篇137篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 137.
诗篇137篇。
Psalms 137.
诗篇137篇。
Psalms 137.
第七节。
Verse 7.
耶路撒冷遭难的日子，以东人说：拆毁，拆毁，直拆到根基。耶和华，求你纪念这丑。耶路撒冷遭难的时候
When Jerusalem fell,
以东人说拆毁拆毁
The Edomites said tear it down
好，这个当中我们可以看到以东人他是幸灾乐祸的。
And we can see that the Edomites were happy about this misfortune.
啊，那么以至于到了厄巴底亚书。
So and when it was recorded about.
啊，里面又描述到以东的事情。
It also records about the incident of Eden.
我们看厄巴底亚书。
Let's turn to Obadiah. Obadiah.
厄巴底亚书。的第十节
Obadiah verse 10
1081页
Obadiah verse 10
厄巴底亚书的第十节
verse 10
因你向弟兄雅各行强暴羞愧必遮盖你你也必永远断绝当外人掳掠雅各的财物外邦人进入他的城门为耶路撒冷拈阄的日子你竟站在一旁，像与他们同伙。你兄弟遭难的日子，你不可瞪着眼睛看着犹大人被灭。你不当因此欢乐。他们遭难的日子，你不当说狂傲的话。我民遭灾的日子，你不当进他的城门。他们遭灾的日子，你不当瞪着眼睛看着他们受苦。他们遭灾的日子，你不当伸手抢他们的财物。你不当站在岔路口。剪除他们中间逃脱的，他们遭难的日子，你不当将他们剩下的交给对敌。好。
Until verse 14.
啊，这个厄巴底亚书在描述以东人的罪。
Here it records the sin of the Edomites.
啊，那么当时以色列百姓受苦。
And the Israelites were suffering.
啊，耶路撒冷遭难。
Jerusalem fell.
那以至于后来以东人有一些剩下的。
And there were some remaining of the Edomites.
啊，也迁居到犹大的南地。
And they moved to the southern part of Canaan.
啊，他们也跟犹太人常常对敌。
And they were always against the Jews.
后来时间经过了400年。
And after 400 years.
啊，到了公元的70年的时候。
Until A.D. 70.
啊，后来就看到耶路撒冷被毁掉。
And Jerusalem was destroyed.
啊，以至于以东就不存在了。
So Edomites no longer exist.
啊，那这个以东不存在也是应验了神的话。
And this is to fulfill the prophecy of God.
啊，就是厄巴底亚书的18节，以东就不存在了。
And that's in verse 18.
啊，这个以东人当然有啊，也是表明了我们人的一种。啊，预表着人的啊一种情义啊，血气跟软弱。
And the Edomites symbolizes our weakness and physical body.
啊，它有它的预表。
It has its symbolize.
啊，那我们今天在灵修生活上面的学习。
And today in our spiritual development.
我们也可以看到圣经的教训。
We can see the teachings in the Bible.
以色列百姓他们本来可以走直路。
For the Israelites, it was an easy path for them.
2年就可以到加底斯了。
2 years, they could reach Kadesh.
没有想到一绕绕了38年。
But they never thought that they would go around for 38 years.
结果这个当中有人发怨言。
And some people grumbled.
有人啊，就死在旷野。
Some died in the wilderness.
我们有时候会看到一个现象。
Sometimes we see a phenomenon.
一个家庭里面。
In the family.
如果不和睦。
There's no harmony.
这个家庭是最不幸的。
And it's very unfortunate.
他不幸福。
It won't, there won't be happiness.
一个教会里面。
In the church.
如果不能够啊，这个彼此相爱。
If we cannot love one another.
其实吃亏的是教会。
Actually, it's a misfortune for the church.
啊，吃亏的也是我们在啊灵性上的匮乏。
And it's a misfortune for our spiritual development.
啊，也是教会圣工上的一个阻挡。
And it's also a hindrance to the divine work of the church.
我们没有一个人得到益处。
And nobody can benefit.
我们今天如果要得到益处。
Today, if we want to gain benefit.
啊，只有在教会之外。
And apart from church.
在社会上跟人争的时候。
And in the society, when we go against with each other,
会得到某种利益。
We might gain some benefit.
但是教会的利益应该是以主耶稣为前提。
But in the church, the benefit should be
以圣工为前提。
On divine work.
以教会为前提。
On church.
哦，以福音的兴旺为前提。
On gospel.
心中尊主为大。
And to honor God.
彼此的尊重。
And to respect each other.
互相的包容。
And to forgive one another.
人跟人相处，我们要去学习绕以东地。
Between the relationship of men, we should learn to go around Edom.
以色列人跟以东原是兄弟，原是骨肉之亲。
Israelites and Edomites, they were brothers.
但是我们可以看到以色列人。
But we can see the Israelites.
他们也想到说，如果彼此对敌啊，只有两败俱伤。
They also know that if they go against each other, they will both be hurt.
所以为了避免感情方面的恶化。
So they don't want to go worse in their relationship.
我们也不能强人所难。
And we cannot force others.
我们应该找到前面的一条路。
We should find a right path.
这一条路怎么走？
How to walk on this path?
其实神会带领。
God will lead us.
虽然路比较长，比较严，走起来很困难。
It might be a longer and difficult path.
但是总是不冲突。
But we do not go against each other.
虽然有时我们人跟人之间见解不同，
Sometimes we have different points of view.
看法不一致，
And we have different opinions.
甚至于有误解，
And we might misunderstand
each other.
And we might have conflict.
但是我们也是宁可让步，
But we should forgive one another.
我们总不希望对敌是自己家里的人。
We do not want to go against each other in the house of God.
其实在教会里面
In church,
我们弟兄姐妹不是对敌。
We are not enemies.
我们都是一家人。
We are one family.
只是我们一家都是人。
So in this family, we are all people.
我们都是一家人。
And we are all one family.
但是因为我们一家都是人。
And because we are all people.
有时候难免各种看法不一样。
We have different point of view.
但是看法不一样，有时候他给我们得到正面的效益就有帮助。
And sometimes different point of view might bring good results.
如果是负面的亏损反而就给魔鬼留地步。
But if it brings bad results, then it's the devil that's happy about it.
我们有时候也会常常参加教会里面的会议。
Sometimes we attend meetings in the church.
有时候我们也会觉得说怎么样处理比较好。
Sometimes we ponder how should we solve the problems.
我们可以用各种角度去看问题。
We can view a thing from different angles.
我们如果有错，当然要改进。
If we are in the wrong, then we should improve ourselves.
我们为真理当然要坚持。
And we should hold on to the truth.
为主耶稣的缘故。
Because of Jesus.
为教会的缘故，我们应该都能够有主耶稣的心为心。
And for the sake of the church, we should have the heart of Jesus Christ.
但是要绕以东地不容易。
And it's not easy to go around the land of Edom.
问题是怎么绕？
And the problem is how should we go around it?
总不能白花油啊。
And we could not waste our gas.
我们不能走冤枉路。
And we do not want to walk in vain.
所以这个圣经里面告诉我们，
so、the Bible tells us,
以东跟以色列
Edomites and Israelites,
既是兄弟
they are brothers,
但是好像又为敌。
But they are like enemies.
这个就是他们的软弱。
This is their weakness.
但是我们今天
Today,
我们也相信人都有软弱。
We believe we are human and we have weakness.
甚至圣经是一段故事。
And the Bible is a story.
但是我们要把以东在我们的这个人的这个灵性上面把它消灭掉。
And we should destroy the Edomites in our spiritual development.
我们内在的心灵世界里面也有以东。
In our spiritual world, we have Edomites.
但是神他到后来以东也消失了。
But in the end, the Edomites will disappear.
我们今天在神的面前都是神的选民。
Today, in the eyes of God, we are the chosen ones.
既然是神的子民，
And we are the chosen people.
我们都有前面的路要走。
So we have a path for us to walk on.
那我们也能够去思想。
And we should also ponder.
这个怎么样去绕以东地？
How to go around the land of Edom.
因为以色列人走到这个地方的时候，
Because when the Israelites reach Edom.
他们也想说，能够走过这一条路是最好。
They wanted to go through Edom.
但是这个当中却有这个彼此的 过去的误会。
But there were some misunderstandings in the past.
啊，所以以东啊也不容许。
So the Edomites did not allow them to do so.
以色列啊就走另外一条了。
So the Israelites have to walk on another path.
啊，问题不是僵持在那里。
And the problem was not kept on.
啊，应该是想出一个比较好的方法。
We should think of another good method.
啊，对每个人。对教会都有益处。
So that it's beneficial for everyone and the church.
哎，这样同心，教会才会啊蒙神的祝福。
Only we walk in one accord, then the church will be blessed by God.
啊，当然有时候误解可以排除。
Sometimes we can solve the misunderstandings.
有时候我们也会想说，你不了解我，我不了解你。
Sometimes we think we do not understand each other.
啊，但是我们相信最了解人的是神。
But we believe God understands the best.
当我们看到教会里面
When we see the church,
有时候也会觉得说教会其实很可爱
we think the church is lovable,
因为它是神的家
because it's the house of God.
教会因为是神的家
because church is the house of God.
所以有什么事情大家都很坦诚
so we should be frank to each other.
那坦诚当中就会说诚实话
and in our frankness, we do not lie to each other.
因为那个是没有利益可得的
Because we do not want to gain benefit for ourselves.
但是说诚实话的时候，要怎么去用爱心
？So how do we speak words of honesty with love?
当然也要合真理。
And how do we abide with the truth?
也要用智慧，也要用见识。
We have to use wisdom and understanding.
这个就是要去绕道。
That's to go around.
绕过以东地。
Go around the land of Edom.
有时候要用耐心。
Sometimes we have to be patient.
有时候要用祷告。
Sometimes we have to pray.
有时候要用包容。
Sometimes we have to forgive.
有时候也要用体谅。
Sometimes we have to understand.
这个就是绕过以东地。
And this is to go around the land of Edom.
因为要绕以东地。
Because we have to go around the land of Edom.
你可以看到这个当时他们的一种情况。
We have to see a situation.
既然绕。就会多走一段路了。
Because they have to go around, then they have to walk for a longer time.
那我们也体会到主既然允许
，and we also understand if God allows,
让我们多走这一段路
，for us to walk a longer way.
那我们也不是白走的。
Then we do not walk in vain.
最起码也能够锻炼身体。
At least we could train our body.
能够操练灵性。
And to train our spiritual life.
那如果说走了多走这一段路。
But if we walk in vain,
那对我们有益处。
Then it's beneficial to ourselves.
我们应该能够感谢主。
We should thank God.
因为绕过以东地之后，
Because when we go around the land of Edom,
并没有带来战争流血。
We would not bring any wars.
反而带来我们另外一方面的思考跟进步。
But it brings improvement.
那这样就有它的益处了。
Then it's beneficial.
所以有时候我们在看到这一段圣经。
So when we see this Bible passage,
圣经里面告诉我们说，不要为恶所胜。
We should not be overcome by the evil.
总要以善胜恶。
But overcome evil by good.
而且主耶稣也在登山宝训里面。
And in the teaching in the mountains.
要我们要会走两里路。
And God wants us to walk 2 miles.
罗马兵丁他可以随便叫一个人来帮他背粮食。走一里路。
The Roman soldiers could ask anyone to carry the food for them and walk 4 miles.
这一里路是你被逼的。
And they force you to walk this mile.
你要走。
You have to walk.
但是主耶稣说，你走一里还不够，你要走两里呀。
Jesus say it's not enough for you to walk 1 mile, but rather 2 miles.
这种走两里路的一种学习呀。
It's a learning from walking 2 miles.
因为第二里路是他自愿的。
Because the second mile is out of his own will.
第一里是他被逼的。
And the first mile was forced by others.
被逼走起来就很痛苦。
So if you are forced by others, then you walk in.
心不甘情不愿。
And you might not like it.
因为那是罗马兵叫他走的。
Because you were forced to do it.
但是他觉得说，走二里路。
But for the second mile.
这个是主耶稣的教训。
It's the teaching of Jesus.
我们如果能够很甘心、很乐意的、很顺服的
，and if we are submissive and are willing to walk this second mile，
那第二里路走起来就很容易了。
Then it will be easy to walk this second mile。
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew。
第五章。
Matthew chapter five。
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter five。
41节。
Verse 41。
马太福音5章41节。
Matthew 5 verse 41。
有人强逼你走一里路，你就跟他走两里。哦，走一里是什么
？What's to walk？
哎，走两里又是什么
？And what's walking 2 miles？
啊，有时候夫妻生活也会吵架。
Sometimes we might quarrel between couples.
啊，有一个姐妹告诉我。
There's once a sister told me.
她说我先生哦都不懂啊，这做太太的多辛苦啊。
My husband do not understand how hard it's for a wife to.
啊，回来就大小声哦。
And he yells at me when he comes home.
啊，结果夫妻常常吵架。
So they often quarrel.
后来她姐妹就很气。
So the sister was very angry.
啊，虽然是煮饭给她吃。
Though he cooked for her husband.
啊，可是她就很被逼的嘛，反正嫁已经嫁人了，第一里路总要走啊，饭也要煮。
But she was forced to cook for the husband because she was married to him.
啊，所以就给她煮得很咸，饭也烧焦。
So she would burn the rice purposely and put a lot of salt in the dishes.
那她先生吃起来就不像平常的那个味道了，怎么这么咸啊？
So the husband thought it was so.Was the one with the truth.
哎，先生总是另外一半嘛。
Because the husband was her partner.
啊，家庭都是两个人共同经营的。
And the family should be established by two people.
夫妻总是要相爱啊。
So the couple should love each other.
结果，他太太后来这样想。
So she thought to herself.
把饭煮烧焦，菜煮咸咸的，这样好像不大对。
It's not good to burn the rice and put a lot of salt on the dishes.
后来她就用感化的力量。
So she tried moving her husband.
好言相劝。
And she spoke with soft words.
后来她的先生也能够了解。
And later on, her husband could understand.
因为当她第一次她太太生气的时候。
Because the first time when the wife was angry.
她也觉得饭不好煮，菜也不好炒。
And he realized that it wasn't easy to cook.
因为他有煮过饭，炒过菜了。
Because he have tried it on.
每一个人的环境里面。
And for every one.
有时候神也是要我们走两里路。
God wants us to walk 2 miles.
后来这对夫妻就很好了。
Later on, the couple, they reconciled with each other.
第一里是被逼的，不甘愿。
The first mile was forced.
啊，但是第二里他走起来了。
But the second mile was out of her own
willing. 就很轻松。
So it was easy to.
因为他体会到神的道理。
Because she could experience the word of God.
所以哥林多前书13章里面这样讲。
First Corinthians chapter 13 it says.
说爱是什么
？What is love?
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is to endure.
但是爱又有恩慈。
It's with kindness.
有时候我们会发现说这一句话很有意思。
Sometimes we think this is interesting.
我们有时候对很多事情会忍耐。
We endure for a lot of things.
爱是有忍耐。
Love is endurance.
但是忍耐是消极的。
But endurance is pessimistic.
我们如果能够更积极有恩慈。
If we are more optimistic.
这样就是在走两里路。
Then we are walking 2 miles.
夫妻之间如果有恩慈。
If there is kindness between the couple.
能够往对方想。
And we could think for the other party.
能够用感恩的心。
And we have a grateful heart.
而且常常纪念对方的好处。
And we always remember the goodness of the other one.
而不是计较他的坏。
But and not to count his weakness.
如果一对夫妻啊，常常计较对方的坏。
If a couple, they always see each other's weakness.
生活一定不快乐。
Then they won't be happy living with each other. And they will always quarrel.
有的夫妻很相爱。
Some couples, they love each other.
相敬如宾。
And they respect each other.
会感恩。
And they are grateful.
因为总是你的另一半为了这个家，为了你也够辛苦的。
And because the other party for you and for the family, he has worked hard.
所以你要对他感恩。
So you should be grateful to him.
对神感恩。
Grateful to God.
因为主耶稣赐给你是最好的。
Because what God has given you is the best.
而且呢，你要常常纪念他的好处。
And you have to always remember his goodness.
那这样这个爱在当中就会生发出来。
And then the love will grow.
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的12章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书12章。
Romans 12.
17节。
Verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，如果能行总要尽力，以众人和睦， 亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为圣经记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。你的对敌如果饿，你给他吃；饿渴了，给他喝。因为你这样行，是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，总要以善胜恶。哎，这边告诉我们的道理，
Here it teaches us，
就是在绕以东地了。
That's to go around the land of Edom。
哎，不是以恶报恶的。
Not to repay evil by evil。
众人以为美的事，要留心去做。
And people things that people think is good, you should do it。
啊，人以为美，神是不是以为美？
And things that are pleasant to God, are they pleasant to men?
所以这个也是多方的思考。
So this is thinking from different
angles. 还要留心去做。
And to do it with carefulness.
啊，这边说要尽力与众人和睦。
And here, if possible, you have to live at peace with everyone.
圣经里面有一句话。
The Bible tells us.
啊，说和睦是要寻求。
We have to seek for harmony.
啊，也要一心去追赶的。
And we have to pursue after it.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter three.
好，第三章第八节。
Verse eight.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜，谦卑的心，不可以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。因为你们为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为圣经上说，人如果爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止嘴唇，不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。哎，这里有一句话很有意思。
There's a very good phrase here.
说寻求和睦，要一心追赶。
We should seek after harmony.
这一条路是绕道的路，但是你还是要一心追赶去走。
You may have to go around it, but you have to pursue after it.
因为这是神要我们走的。
Because this is the path that God wants us to walk on.
啊，所以圣经说，我们宁可让步，听凭主怒。
So the Bible says that we should not seek for revenge.
啊，如果能够以善胜恶啊，你就把这个炭火啊堆在他的头上。
And if we can overcome evil with good, it's like heaping burning coals on enemy's head.
哦，这个炭火放在头上，那头发不是烧焦了吗？哦。
So some people ask if we put burning coals on the hair, it will burn.
他有一个意思就是说，因为你的爱啊，让他感动，让他忍受不了。
But the true meaning is because of your love, it touched him.
因为你一种爱的力量让他忍受不住，所以他会有一种良心的指责。
And because of the power of love, he will self-examine himself.
所以这个爱的力量很大。
So the power of love is great.
所以寻求和睦是要一心追赶的。
So when we seek for harmony, we have to pursue after it.
哦，我们常常说天国路要努力走。
Sometimes we say we have to walk on the strive for the path of
heaven. 我们真的走天国路要努力。
We have to strive for it.
那主耶稣要我们走这一条路。
And Jesus wants us to walk on this path.
有时候也是要学习绕过以东地。
Sometimes we have to learn to go around Edom.
人跟人之间的计较。有时候我们如果看到神的祝福，
So between human beings, if we can see the blessing of God,
啊，会发现到说，哦，哎，神的祝福啊胜过人的计较。
We can see that it's more important to have God's blessings than to be so calculative between.
我们来看创世纪十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
十三章第八节。
Chapter 13 verse 8.
创世纪十三章第八节。
Genesis 13 verse 8.
亚伯兰对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，言文做弟兄，遍地不都在你的面前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德极目观看约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以前，如同耶华的言子，也像埃及地。这一段圣经我们可以看到亚伯兰。
And here in this Bible passage, you can see Abram.
亚伯兰在绕以东地了。
Abram was going around the land of Edom.
这个亚伯兰跟罗德啊，他们的牧人 在相争的时候
because the herdsmen of Abram and Lot were quarreling
啊，这里有一句话说我们都是骨肉
and here it says we are brothers
啊，都是骨肉那又何必相争呢
so we shouldn't go against each other
啊，那这个当中哦，我们可以看到亚伯兰他得到的是神的祝福
so we can see that Abram gained the blessing of God
罗德虽然得到平原了
a Lot might have gained the better plain
但是他结局是吃亏的
but the consequence was not
他走的路是人的路
He was walking on the path of men.
啊，是属世的路，不是神的路。
And it's a worldly path, not godly path.
啊，所以我们绕以东地。
So when we walk around Edom,
我们可以看到亚伯兰。
We can see Abram.
他是怎么在绕的
？How he goes around it.
哦，所以神的祝福是最宝贵的。
So God's blessing is the most precious.
今天如果说我们在教会里面
，Today in the church，
我们应该要看到神的祝福。
We have to see the blessing of God.
看到神怎么样与教祝福这个教会。
We have to see how God blessed this church.
看到神的同工。
And we have to see the work of God.
这样才是蒙恩的。
And this is the grace of God.
我们再看这个创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
26章。
Chapter 26.
创世纪26章。
Genesis chapter 26.
26章18节。
Verse 18.
啊，创世纪26章。
Genesis 26.
啊，26章18节。
Verse 18。
啊，当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他所挖的水井，因为非利士人在亚伯拉罕死了以后就塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人就照他父亲所挖的那些井的，叫那些井的名字。啊，看33节。
Let's see verse 33。
啊，三十。好，我们看这个22节。
Let's see verse 22。
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井，他们不为这个井增进，就给那个井起名叫利和伯。他说：“耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地上昌盛。”好，啊，这里记载以撒的故事。
Here records the story of Isaac.
我们如果好好去思考以撒的故事
，If we ponder of the story of Isaac，
我们也会体会到。啊，这个绕以东地。
We can experience going around the land of Edom.
以撒说起来是神祝福。
Isaac was blessed by God.
12节、13节说他有百倍的收成啊。
And verse 12 and 13 that he reaped a hundredfold.、
啊、他是日增夜盛。
And he become very wealthy.
啊，所以以撒敬畏神，神祝福他。
So Isaac worshipped God and God blessed him.
那非利士人跟他为敌啊
！And the Philistines go against him.
啊，这个当中以撒并没有跟他们冲突。
And in this, Isaac did not quarrel with them.
啊，他只是让步。
He gave in, gave in.
那让到最后，给一个井起名叫利和伯。
Until the end, he named the well Rehoboth.
那这个利和伯就是宽阔之地。
And Rehoboth means a spacious.Spacious land.
啊，我们常常说哦，退一步海阔天空。
We always say if we give in, then the sky is, spacious.
其实我们人都是很微小的。
We're just tiny little men.
啊，我们应该活在主的恩典里面。
We should live in the grace of God.
啊，让我们有一个平安喜乐的生活。
And so that we have a peaceful and joyful life.
无论在我们的内心。
No matter in our hearts.
无论在我们的家庭。
In our family.
或者在我们的教会。
In the church.
我们都能够有宽阔之地。
And we have a spacious land.
我们的心如果是宽阔之地。
If our heart.It's a spacious land.
我们也会看到神的同在。
We can see the work of God.
一个家庭如果活在宽阔之地。
In the family, if we live in spacious land.
啊，一定是夫妻相爱。
And the couple love one another.
啊，儿女能够啊这样孝顺。
And the children will be filial.
啊，享受这个天伦之乐。
And they will enjoy their family on earth.
因为神祝福这个家庭。
Because God blessed this family.
让他有宽阔之地。
And there will be a spacious land.
教会如果蒙神祝福。
If the church is blessed by God.
我们也会看到利和伯的现象。
We can see Rehoboth.
这个会教会 信而归主的人就会日渐增加。
And there will be more unbelievers coming to believe.
有时候我们也会体会到。
Sometimes we might experience.
我们真的很有心想要带慕道者来到教会。
We want to bring the truth seekers to church.
可是人还没有看到耶稣的时候，他会先看到人。
But before a true seeker can see Lord, he will watch the man.
因为耶稣，我肉眼还看不到。
Because he could not see Jesus with his physical eye. 但是我
先看到这些信耶稣的人。
But he can see the believers.
哎，信耶稣的人是这么的相爱。
And he can see that the believers love one another.
啊，信耶稣的人好像一家人一样。
And the believers are like one family.
哎，这个慕道者他就会觉得来到教会很温馨。
So the true seekers will feel the warmth in the church.
因为它是一个宽阔之地。
Because it's a spacious land.
到哪里都有神的灵在运行。
And wherever we go, God's spirit is with us.
啊，所以说以撒他在这个宽阔之处。
So Isaac in this spacious land.
让人能够明明看见。
So that people can see clearly.
看二十八节。
Let's read chapter 28.
二十八节说，他们说我们明明看见耶和华与你同在，便说不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约，你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的款待你，并且打发你平平安安的走。你是蒙耶和华赐福的。这里有一句话说，明明看见神的同在。
It says they saw clearly that the Lord was with you.
啊，我们也很盼望教会能够有更多的慕道者。
So we hope the church has more true seekers.
啊，能够带领更多的家庭来信主。
And we can bring more families to believe in God.
我们也要求主能够让他们明明看见神与我们同在。
And we should ask God to let them see that the Lord is with us.
那以撒他为什么是蒙福呢？
And why Isaac is blessed?
因为他所走的路，他能够走到利和伯。
Because he could walk his path until he reached Rehoboth.
有时候我们因为走不到。
Sometimes we cannot reach it.
怎么走就是在原地踏步。
And we go around.
如果能够走到利和伯。
If we can reach Rehoboth,
哎，你的心一定是有基督里的平安。
Then our hearts will be filled with the peace of Christ.
啊，所以我们要学习绕以东地。
So we should learn to go around Edom.
雅各他过去也跟他的哥哥有所争。
Jacob quarreled with his brother.
所以连这个以扫长子的名分都被争走了。
And he stole his birthright.
啊，但是在创世纪里面。
But in Genesis,
我们可以看到雅各他过去的软弱跟他的血气。
We can see the weakness of Jacob.
以扫一直要杀他。
And Esau wanted to kill him.
但是他后来他家族成群呐。
But in the end,
但是他也想说，总是自己的兄弟嘛。
Jacob thought it was his brother.
所以雅各他也想到说，哎，我怎么样跟我的兄弟见面
？So he wanted to reconcile with his brother.
他也是祷告。
So he prayed.
他一直的祷告。
He kept on praying.
哦，然后啊，能够跟他的哥哥以扫见面。
And he could meet with Esau.
圣经里面啊，也记载的约瑟。
And the Bible's records about Joseph.
啊，约瑟他跟他的哥哥。
Joseph with his brothers.
因为哥哥嫉妒他。
Because the brothers were jealous of him.
这个时候，约瑟他被卖掉了。
And Joseph was sold to Egypt.
以约瑟整个人生的过程。
And for the whole life of Joseph.
我们可以看到他真的在绕以东地。
We can see that he went through the land of Edom.
约瑟也是一直绕，绕到他做宰相。
He went around Edom until he became a prime minister.
我们想想看。
And we ponder over it.
一个人他本来是做奴隶，甚至于做犯人。
He was a servant, even a criminal.
但是后来当宰相。
But then he became a prime minister.
神给人降卑，他也给人尊荣。
And God can give you honor.
一个人最重要就是要谦卑，与神同行。
The most important thing is to be humble and walk with God.
人如果骄傲，必会失败。
If you are proud, then you will fail.
啊，这个箴言里面有一句话说，骄傲来，羞耻就会来。
Because the shame comes after arrogance.
但是谦卑，神必给他尊荣。
But honor comes after humble.
约瑟 他在一生的当中
and Joseph throughout his life,
我们可以看到说神跟他同在
we can see that God walked with him.
所以后来约瑟跟他的哥哥见面
so in the end, Joseph met with his brothers.
他也走过了这一段路
he had finished going round Edom.
他是绕过以东地
he had went around Edom.
大卫他是一个君王
David was a king.
他也曾经受过示每来侮辱他
and he has received some accusation from Shimei.
但是神要大卫学习啊。
But Lord wanted David to learn.
去绕以东地。
To go around Edom.
他有一个元帅。
And he has a.
哦，约押说，哎，我把这个狗头啊割下来这样。
He has a general called Joab.
因为这个约押也为他打抱不平。
And Joab wanted to.Fight for David.
哦，但是神他要大卫学习绕以东地。
But God wanted David to learn to go around Edom.
这个大卫他就在这个当中去容忍。
So David he endured during this.
他讲了一句话。
He said a phrase.
我们来看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第五章
Samuel,、
第十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 5.
撒母耳记下的十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 16.
十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 16.
十六章十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，大卫对亚比塞说：“众臣臣啊，对亚比塞跟众臣仆说，我亲生的儿子尚且寻求我的性命，何况这便雅悯人，由他咒骂吧，因为这是。”耶和华吩咐他的或者耶和华见我遭难为我今日被人咒骂就施恩给我于是大卫跟随他的人往前走示每在大卫对面山坡一面走一面咒骂又拿石头砍他拿土扬他大卫向跟随他的众人皮滑滑的到了一个地方就在那里歇息歇息
Until verse 13, 14
这个元帅是亚比塞啦，不是约押。
And the general was Abishai, not Joab.
那这个当中有提到这个亚比塞他对大卫打抱不平。
And Abishai wanted to fight for David.
但是大卫他讲得很清楚。
But David said clearly.
他说今天是神叫他来做这件事的。
And today Lord has told him to do so.
所以神他会施恩给我。
So Lord will have mercy on me.
这个当中也是大卫一直学习呢。
And this is a lesson for David.
就是说要去绕以东地。
That's to go around the land of Edom.
我们每个人在一生的道路里面。
And during for our life.
我们要学习绕以东地。
We have to learn to go around the land of Edom.
我们有时候洗礼完以后有圣餐礼洗礼完以后有这个洗脚礼
so sometimes after the baptism we have
之后就圣餐礼
and then we have holy communion
这个洗脚礼我们洗礼后都有会听很多道理
so we listen a lot of truth about foot washing
那这个洗脚的道理里面
and the teachings of foot washing
它要我们追求圣洁
And it teaches us to pursue after holiness.
也叫我们要彼此服侍。
And to serve one another.
也要我们能够去饶恕人。
And to forgive one another.
我们今天是以主有份的。
Today we have a part with Jesus.
所以在这个生活中的操练呢。
So during our lessons in our lives.
这个洗脚的道理也要做。
We have to perform this foot washing teaching.
尤其在教会里面。
Especially in the church.
我们每次办灵恩会。
Every time we have spiritual convocation.
有洗礼，有洗脚礼。
We have baptism and foot washing.
洗脚礼也不是单单讲给新受洗的听。
Foot washing teaching is not for the new believers only.
其实我们每个人都在听。
It's for us, everyone.
所以有时候我们去体会圣经的道理。
So sometimes we have to experience the word of the Bible.
我们会看到人生的道路不是都是直的。
And we can see that the path for our lives is not always easy.
人的道路有时候要学着去绕。
Sometimes we have to go around Edom.
所以虽然这条路不是直的，
so it might be not be a straight path，
有时候要走更远的路，
and we might have to walk for a longer path，
虽然有它的困难，
and it might have difficulties，
但是我们总是要去绕，
but we have to go around it，
能够走到山顶，走到目标，
then we can reach our goal and reach the mountain top。
我们有时候开车开在这个山路上，
Sometimes we drive around the mountain.
如果这个山路是很直的，
if it's a straight path,
一下子就马上到山顶了，
and we can reach the mountain top at once.
你看这个车子开起来多危险，
and that would be dangerous driving.
而且这个山路这样很陡峭，也很不好爬。
It's a very steep slope. It's difficult to climb.
但是开山路的人总是把这一条路这样慢慢地绕上去。
But usually we drive around the mountain and go up slowly.
所以绕到山上的时候，
so when we reach the mountain top,
你从山顶上看到山顶下，
and we view from the mountain top,
你就会看到说，诶，这个山上的风景很美，
and we can see a beautiful scenery.
这条路虽然是曲折不平，
it might be a difficult path,
但是总是走过来了，
but we have completed.
我们今天教会在各地在发展的当中，
and today in our divine work of the church,
我们好像也在绕山路，
we might be going around the mountain,
但是总是要绕到山顶上，
but we will reach the mountain top.
我们不希望说这条路是陡峭的，
we do not want it to be a steep,
我们看到很直是陡峭的，
if it's straight, then it's steep.
虽然这一条路是弯曲不平，
so it might be, difficult to walk on.
但是我们大家都能够绕到山顶的时候，
but when we can reach the mountain top,
都会看到这个宽阔之处，
we can see a spacious land,
看到它风景之美，
a beautiful scenery,
也让我们心都是心旷神怡，
and our hearts will be filled with joy.
我们来看圣经箴言，
let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的十六章第七节，
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7，
箴言十六章第七节，
16 verse 7，
人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。这边说人所行的要蒙神喜悦，
if a man's way is pleasing to the Lord，
当然我们不必去跟人为敌，
because we do not have to be enemies with men，
这里说要能够与人和好。
Here it says we have to make even with the enemies.
再看十九章。
And let's turn to chapter 19.
十九章十一节。
19 verse 11.
人有见识，不轻易发怒；宽恕人的过失，便是自己的荣耀。这边说人有见识就不发怒。
So a man's wisdom gives him patience.
所以能够宽恕人的过失就是你的荣耀。
So if you can forgive another, then it's your own honor.
你会发现到怎么样去以善胜恶，而不为恶所胜。
And you know how to overcome evil with good and not be overcome by evil.
我们再看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12.
所以你们是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存爱心，爱心是联络全德，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归一体，要存感谢的心。这边谈到说我们是神的选民。
Here says we're the chosen people of God.
其实以东以色列人都是神的百姓。
Edom and Edomites and Israelites were all people of God.
但是我们可以看到以东的软弱。
But we can see the weakness of Edomites.
我们都是蒙爱的人。
We are people with love.
但是在这个当中要我们学习的。
But here it wants us to learn.
就是饶恕跟包容。
To forgive and to endure.
所要看见的是嫌隙怎么去补。
And if we see grievance, how are we going to mend it?
只有存着爱心。
Only with love.
用爱心就可以联络起来。
With love, then we can connect with each other.
如果我们的爱是真诚的。
If our love is sincere.
我们有一天绝对能够体会到 我们的心里有基督的平安在做主。
One day we can experience that the peace of God is in our heart.
啊，也愿我们都能够有主里面的平安。
And may we have the peace in the Lord.
啊，不只在我们的内心。
Not just in our hearts.
啊，不只在我们的家庭。
Not just in our family.
啊，也在我们的教会里面。
But in the church as well.